That's Tom.
And he's Sam. And you're listening to The Morning Awning.
We aren't public figures, but we are publicly figuring out what's what of the day-to-day of two modern men in their 30s.
So please, join us. The water's lovely. Okay, well,
started with a metronome and now we're here.
Welcome, listeners. That's Sam.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well.
I'm happy we're doing this. This is a little idea we've had in the making for a little while. Just a couple of middle-aged guys rambling and talking you through our week.
While sat in a Swedish mobile.
Looking over, yeah, beautiful view.
Anchordine Hill is where we are, in the Teme Valley. Over the Talbot Pub in Knightwick. Stunning, I think.
It is absolutely phenomenal, especially with this sunset that we're viewing. I've heard it's good on a market day as well.
Yeah, every other weekend they have it on a Sunday from the morning. Came here once with my friend Mark after we did a run around the race course in Worcester.
Nice.
And
not on the way home.
No, very much detour.
Out of the way.
A detour from St. John's. We went along the Bromyard Road via that to the market to St. Peter's. But it was worth it because we got many wares from the market. We got...
What sort of thing they're selling? Food?
So, it was around Father's Day.
Right, good.
So we got some fudge.
Nice.
Classic Father's Day.
What every dad needs.
It was rum and raisin.
Really? Is your dad a big fan of fudge?
No, well, he was. His face said a lot, kind of appreciative.
What's this? Like, appreciate the thought?
Yeah, appreciate the thought. I would have preferred it in the form of ice cream.
But...
A rum and raisin ice cream is what he usually goes for.
Less transportable.
Yeah, no, and especially, I mean, June, you'd think it'd be quite nice, so maybe ice cream was a better shout than the fudge. I mean, he did leave it. And there's one square that was on the mantelpiece in the bag for quite a while until I was like, Dad, I don't know if you noticed this.
If you're aware.
There's a rogue bit of fudge on your mantelpiece.
The token piece. He's saving it for a rainy day.
He was grateful and I was grateful. He obviously shared it around.
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do with fudge.
You got to do it. But yeah, it was good. It wasn't the full setup. We were told there was meant to be a hog roast there. They chose against being there, and they went to the Royal Welsh Show instead.
Damn.
Which some of the traders weren't too happy about. Not quote unquote. Essentially, it was a case of you need to remember where you've come from. You need to remember your roots.
Not venturing off into Wales.
No, that's where the big bucks are. Surely.
Really?
A royal show.
Of course, yeah.
Would you not think? Better than a little pub car park with...
It depends how many people want the hog roast there, though. It sounds like they had a good crowd here.
I feel there's more demand there than there will be on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine there was
about.
Just more than you and a few grumpy traders that have been up since the crack of dawn.
I mean, I'll be honest as well. We came across it accidentally. We went for a leisure drive.
As most people do.
Sunday morning.
I mean, come across it accidentally. Nobody intentionally goes to this market. No. Well, I don't know. They may have an influx of visitors now that we've mentioned it.
Well, the only thing I've noticed is the fact that they give out leaflets when you're there. So then where else do you get the leaflets from?
Other than the show itself.
You have to be there to then know the promotion of it.
What a paradox.
I'll be honest, I've not been since.
The leaflet didn't do its job then?
No, I planned to go on the second weekend once and it wasn't on. So I boycotted it.
So, you know, the third weekend.
I've still not been. back. But I was we had a quick drive past on the way up to the viewpoint. Had a little walk around, well, drive around even, of the focuses that we spotted for ST170.
Absolute goldmine of ST focuses.
Yeah.
A couple of Fiestas.
Jags. Classics like the RAV4.
Future classic, one would say. I don't even know which generation that was. The one after the soft top.
Correct,
but before the hybrid. That one, if you need to imagine it.
The mark in the middle.
Yeah. Popular, the VVTi.
It's a soft roader, isn't it?
It's whatever you want it to
it's
be.
It's the era of soft roaders.
I imagine it's tough enough to go off-road. It'll take an absolute beating, but it won't be an easy ride.
Yeah, but the people who drive those aren't going to beat them around, are they?
I don't know. I mean, that one's hardly sitting in the lap of luxury. It's sitting on a bed of nettles. It was like a Bon Jovi song.
It was probably a fire hazard somewhere, somehow, behind a pub.
Yeah.
Environmental health, walking around, checking the bins, the refuse area. See there's a RAV4 there, rotting away slightly.
And all that will happen if that goes up in flames,
yep.
Somebody standing on top of the Malvern Hills will see it and think, oh, they've lit the beacon. Better light ours.
Or what member of Rorty's passed away?
Exactly. And then everyone will drop their flags. Every hilltop would have a fire on top. All started by this
RAV4.
This bog find RAV4.
It's probably sawn. It doesn't have an owner currently.
But some passing reluctant market traders chucked their fag butt in.
Because they were promised the hog roast.
Which never arrived.
And then actually it's 50 miles away. Just
at the Royal Show. It all ties in rather nicely.
It's a nice market though. I will go again. Eventually, I will go again.
I mean, you, yeah. It's so good.
I might have a leaflet actually. Somewhere. I had it in amongst my car history.
It's like the opposite of that famous Jamaican sauce. So good, we only went once.
We did. You know what? It's a special occasion, maybe. We'll go back again next year.
Father's Day.
Father's Day, yeah. Maybe take my dad this time.
Oh, so yeah. So he can pick. Choose his own fudge.
No, that's my... this is my new keeper slip of my logbook.
Oh, what a... another treat.
Registered as Mrs.
Mrs. Ryan.
Mrs. Samuel Ryan.
What a beautiful lady.
Yeah. I tell you what, when I filled that logbook in for that lovely, wisecracking car salesman...
What an experience to be a fly on the wall of.
You know what? I think it's a case of you drive... It's one of those places that it's on a road that's busy. You're passing to get to somewhere.
Your car breaks.
Correct. Yep.
In need.
In need, indeed.
And he delivers.
And he almost delivered.
I mean... Well, you delivered the car. You've had the car.
I have had the car,
The follow-up paperwork's been with his wife.
His wife had the logbook, apparently.
She was too busy putting the fridge on the roof and feeding the chickens.
And we arrived to what could only be described as a scene from Brassic in the north of England, where there was wild animals. The chickens, they weren't even...
They weren't fed. They were skinny chickens.
The welfare of them...
Not great.
We've got free range eggs. We've got caged, which you don't go there because you know the welfare is.
But at least the chickens get fed.
Yeah, but they didn't look like they laid anything.
They're like accidental chickens. Like he had them, but he didn't mean to have them.
They didn't look very productive. Do you think it may have been a case of part exchange?
Oh, as a trade in. Someone couldn't stump up the admin fee. What was stapled all over the walls?
There was £99, which would be added onto every transaction.
Every single transaction. In this case, it was two chickens because one transaction too many.
Maybe it was a case of a guy came in, an Isuzu Trooper.
Right.
I'm thinking green with beige contrast bumpers.
Yeah.
With the wheel hub.
Bale of hay. Cover. Yep. On one of seats.
Yep. Or just the remnants of hay. Two chickens in his back.
Two chickens in his back.
Of the car. And he got there. Maybe he was passing slowly. They're not the fastest cars in the world, are they? And he was like, you know what? That looks like a nice car. Maybe he's like, I'll take that for a test drive. Maybe he wanted to go a bit upmarket, go away from the Isuzu
Something label. Up to speed.
Yeah, maybe something like a RAV4 might be up his street. That's not a set of lights. That's not on fire.
I've seen one of those at the market last week. And I told myself if ever I saw a finer machine.
The burning embers of a soft roader really did it for me.
I'd jump straight on it. They sold each other the dream though, didn't they? Yeah, he sold him two laying chickens. And a puppy.
in the corner that was ever so docile. And had, did it have a Louis Vuitton?
It did, yeah, it did. And a chintzy basket as well.
Nice.
And he sold him a laying for a four.
I bet he's pivoting around. I wonder what his wife said when he got back with a new car.
I bet.
Where's the chickens?
Know. They were the moneymaker.
He was like, it was a clincher. We had to, it was either the chickens or nothing.
Chickens or nothing. Car was dying.
Yep.
And look at what we've got now.
We have hit the jackpot.
We've got what the Joneses had 2 weeks ago before it set alight. And it's going to serve us well.
I imagine so, yeah. It was an upgrade on the Isuzu.
We've just got to go back for the logbook.
Registered to a Mrs.
Which will probably be registered
Frank.
To you.
Yeah. Mrs. Frank Smith. the chickens threw us off, definitely. We only went just to inquire slightly, and it was,
I mean, you were...
It was a lot.
You were engrossed. You were involved with him.
Yeah.
So you had a distraction. Yeah, I was left with my mind idle.
Yeah.
Observing the thriving car wash.
It kind of felt, you know, when you have in a film, there's a baddie that has a sidekick there, like a security guard.
Yeah.
That's got a name like Big Film.
Yeah, he's not got an actual name or anything.
No, it's just a term.
He's named after a part of his body.
Exactly, like, yeah.
Left
ear. Yeah. Who means business. If you look at him, he's got two left ears. That's why he's called left ear.
Yeah.
He had an accident with a helicopter. Sliced his right ear off, so they had to use a left ear from someone. A victim of his, maybe, just took it off and then attached it in some way.
He's got a mate called Shoelace. Because he could only figure out Velcro shoes or something.
So something he aspires to be.
Exactly.
He's got another friend called Slip-On.
Yes. The Croc. People think it's a real aggressive name, but in fact...
Actually, he's just foamy and he's
a great way to get about town.
I tell you what, the pressure of it, it's a comfortable ride in the Croc.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you that. But yeah, that was the kind of... I went there, you were my sort of henchman there to sort of...
Oh, I didn't realise in this story I was... Yeah,
yeah.
I shot myself in the foot there.
Be careful, because you'll be called left foot.
Oh, Shoelace.
But yeah, we just went for an easy inquiry of me just asking for the logbook, because it hadn't arrived, because apparently there was plates that were being changed and... Ended up just...
But you only found it accidentally.
Yeah, no, I did, yeah. It was a case of me looking for someone else, seeing what their tax and MOT history was like on gov.co.uk. And turns out I was not taxed at all from when I bought the car about 3 months ago.
Which is criminal.
It is, yeah, technically. Well, as well as the saying. Goes, that is criminal.
When in fact that was criminal.
Yeah,
it was. But you weren't knowingly evading tax.
No. And then obviously, then if they came looking for me, they'd look for a Mrs. Samuel Ryan.
And it's definitely not you.
No, it's a modern world. It could have been me. It wasn't. I can confirm it was definitely Mr.
Yeah.
But it was Mrs. And I don't know how it ended up ticked in the box somehow. Because I didn't tick a box for gender or anything like that at all. It was just a case I put my full name and my address and he said, leave it with me.
Although I had a gentleman today.
Come
on. Who was dead set, he really wanted to tick the gender box.
Sure.
We had him down as handyman / handy woman.
Handy woman.
And he said, you can get rid of the handy woman. I said, we can't.
No.
He's like, I'm sure.
Well, no, he doesn't have the rights to the handyman, like, moniker.
No, anybody can be called
a handyman, yeah.
If they are handy.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, what was his occupation? What was
handyman.
His position? Just general handyman. What field is that in? Just
every
hands.
Field. Anything you need him to set his hands to, he would have been happy to
give it a go. Whether he was registered to do it or not.
Absolutely.
He would have a go at it. Did he? Yeah. I'm imagining the car he drove.
Motorcycle.
Sorry, what? Yeah. Where's his tools on a motorcycle?
No idea.
Is it like a Wallace sidecar. And Gromit where they've got a big long ladder?
Sidecar full of tools.
He could have that. And not a dog that doesn't speak.
Oh, what's with that? I mean, to be fair, no dogs speak.
No. They do bark. They make some sort of noise, but...
I think, yeah. Which one's... Wallet?
Did they run out of plasticine?
I think the plasticine doesn't make the noise. Oh.
No, but to animate the mouth.
Surely they just need to poke a hole in it.
Was there shortage
of... Poke a hole in his head. Yeah, there was just... It's Friday afternoon.
Yeah,
we've animated everything else.
Yeah. Wallace has been animated to the tenth to the dozen.
Yeah, like for every half a second he's been moved about.
Oh shit. Gromit's not gone now.
The bike ride
that will be happening.
Absolutely. So more info to come, but a bit of a charity bike ride in which we've signed up for, with neither of us owning a bike.
A bicycle.
Yeah. So
Race the Sun, it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, down on the south coast. Yeah,
stunning.
It's gonna be awesome. Next summer, June, and late
16th,
June. Yeah. Like we'll figure it out closer to the time.
Isn't that Father's Day?
Oh, how are we gonna fit both in?
Oh, fuck.
Cycle to the market.
Pick up the fudge. Take it back to my dad. Dad, sorry. Enjoy the fudge again.
It's melted.
Leave one piece. We're off to the Jurassic Coast. To raise some big... No, it's for a good cause. It's for a really good charity.
Yeah, and, for a medical charity. And so we went bike shopping, essentially. And...
We had a realisation that you'd have to be measured for a bike.
Down the inseam of your leg, as if you were being measured for trousers with wheels.
A tailor.
Yeah.
A tailor's job. Not the poor woman that we had to hassle.
I know. She was great.
Top floor of
Albert. So patient.
You know what? Yeah.
Hats
off. Kudos to her for basically...
Sticking with us.
Yeah. She could have made us feel like the most stupid, like, 30-year-old men and be like, you're joking. Like,
Their bikes. See what fits.
Yeah.
And get out.
If the shoe fits. If the bike fits.
Buy
that's
it.
All you need to do.
Don't think about it. Just buy it.
You know what? Really, the hat's off to her. Helfords. At some point, we'll probably get her name because I imagine we'll be back at some point.
Well, we need to go back to find you some form of headgear.
Look, we can't...
That fits.
This is an ongoing issue I've had with the size of my head. Proportionally.
Well, for how long has this been an issue?
It's been an issue.
Not since, but you kind of came out like that.
Oh, it was a struggle.
I bet it was. Yeah, poor mother.
Sorry, Mel. It did happen. But yeah, no, it has been a long struggle. First off, kind of the event I imagine or sort of remember was when I was on a scout camp.
Oh, okay.
In the Lake District.
Hatch required.
And we were on Lake Windermere. We were going to sail across it in a little yacht, like an individual one with a little oar, rudder and things like that. Yep. They were like, obviously, in case... the sail comes over your head.
But you need a helmet.
You need a helmet just in case. Yeah. It's a windy place on the biggest lake in England.
Is it windy? Oh, it's called Windermere for a reason.
I've never been. The name.
It's not called Breezermere.
Gustermere or... No, it's definitely... It is windy. Yeah, I can vouch for that. And they were... Basically, we were at this shipping container of an outdoor activity company.
I see.
I was with my fellow scouts.
What, that wasn't the yacht?
No.
That's what stored the helmets
just
and
the helmets
stuff.
And the life
the
jackets.
The gear.
Yeah, all the life jackets and stuff. And we were there, all lined up. And fellow scout friends.
Yeah.
I can't remember their names. It was too long ago, Tom.
Oh, some generic 90s
James.
Names. James, Tom, I bet there was
Jim,
a Tom.
There was probably a Tom.
A Ben.
Definitely a Ben, probably at some point. Jason, there's probably a Jason, I think. From
that
a little town,
exotic.
So it was a little exotic name as well, up in County Durham. But yeah, we were in this shipping container, and they were like, here you go, here's your helmets, have a look around, do this. It came to me.
Right.
I was the last in the queue as well, so I felt like I was the last that was picked for a football team.
Yeah,
which I was anyway, because I was... shockingly terrible at any sport at school.
Not gifted.
I was not gifted anyway. I blame the size of my head. I'm quite top heavy on that. But we were there and I tried a helmet on. It was too small.
Right.
So I was like, embarrassment straight away. Tom,
but
Jason,
had you already gone for
Edward.
The biggest helmet?
No. This was just generic. We were all the same age.
Of course,
you have the same size head. Got there, was given helmets for all Jason, Edward, everyone else was all sorted out, or life jackets, you name it.
The life jacket fitted just fine.
I had life jackets.
You were
perfect.
Average of torso.
Yeah, my torso, is the same as a man probably of 5 foot.
Oh yeah, you are all inseam, as we found out.
I'm a large frame bike, which I'm yet to purchase. And essentially, it was a case of they looked at me and were like, "Oh, okay then, let's see what that is."
Yeah.
And they essentially then went to the back of the cabin that we were in, and picked out a box that was just covered in dust. It was probably beat up a little bit.
Hadn't been opened since the last.
Large-headed
giant
the jolly green giant goes on a Windermere
eating straight from a tin of sweet
all the
corn.
Greens ripped open the lid, no can opener.
I think they just sailed him out on a boat and
he just left into it. He's still bobbing
still
around.
Out there grabbing fish out of the water
with his bare hands and his massive head. So I got a special helmet, basically, which was a different colour to everyone.
The Basking Shark edition.
Yes, it was. It was a different colour. It was heavier. It wasn't as cool. Like, the helmets that all the other kids
heavier?
Had. Yeah,
was
it was...
fashioned out of a wheelie bin or something.
It was like perfectly...
Everything echoed inside.
Yeah.
Like they wearing had to, a church.
It was a... Was it a quad XL, maybe?
Oh, all the
church. the echo was sublime, and I also took a collection halfway through as well.
As people passed the exit,
there's communion offered, wafers,
people getting christened.
The helmet, yeah, it fit. But it was a different colour.
Like a glove.
It was like a glove. And I'll never forget it. And obviously to this day, tying neatly back to Halfords, still...
Again, full-sized adult helmets.
An adult place. You only go
still
to
couldn't fit your head in a single one of them.
Not a chance. And they had small, medium, large. There was an XL, which went to 61... centimeters.
But you're outside.
I'm about 65.
We're
touching 65.
You're outside the court there.
We are, yeah. Outside the boundaries. In the rough.
Very much.
In golf terms. No way I can retrieve anything from there. But I'll have to go to... There was a shop in Worcester.
Right.
Called Big and Tall.
But they were for remember? Helmets, wasn't that? For suits?
But I imagine there would have been a helmet section.
You reckon? The man with the larger head.
The man, if you need your church helmet, please come this way.
For the Westminster
just
edition.
Just watch the baptism that's taking place. Step over that in the Westminster.
I imagine they're like, you know, you can get the little bobbles that go in Crocs.
Yeah, the, I can't remember.
For the church helmet. Yep. You have a weather vane, a sundial.
There was probably a gravitational pull at some point. That's probably why the tide was higher that day on the 7S.
The water
board.
Followed you out the lake.
I got into my boat and was riding on a wave. I was like Moses parting. Parting of the Red Sea.
Back to the bikes.
Sorry, yes.
We I was thinking about this, and we're distinctly average. So you're 6'4",
6'3", 6'4". On a good day.
I'm 5'11" and 3/4".
That counts.
I've never wanted to be 6 foot because it comes with some sort of expectation.
Cool. Yeah, it's
when you say you're a 6 foot man, people expect you to be a 6 foot man.
Yeah,
and I was never that guy. So I was always 5'11" and a bit. A nudge.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think I'm fairly middle of the road height wise. I'm not huge, I'm not small. But I'm a medium
build, man, yeah.
And as a medium bike, there's only one size smaller than that. Like, you don't feel very in the middle, you feel on the small size of the spectrum.
Yeah, small adult.
So
which you're not.
So there must be a lot of huge bike riders.
They're all riding the wrong sizes.
I mean, you've nudged your way into the large lane there with your extra long legs and normal torso.
You know what?
You lean forwards and won't be able to reach the handlebars.
I think it was, if I'm not too top heavy with a massive round moon head. It was a case of we both sat on the same bike. Yours for legs, we were on your tiptoes. She's
perfect.
That's what you want. That's what
she
means.
She had the right advice.
And then I got onto it, completely flat-footed straight away.
She said, that's no good for you.
She's like, pass.
Yeah.
Next.
Try the next.
Hold this, I'll get the other one.
Yeah.
From the back. So she got the bigger frame, straight on there. No need to even adjust the saddle. I think she just knew from me, from our incompetence
as well. She eyed you
up and,
yeah, this is the bike for you.
And it fitted well. Yeah, I mean, I felt confident on it.
Maybe it was a real highbrow sales tactic. She left me holding the bike that fitted me.
Yeah, because you were like,
and I was holding it, and I was like,
this is a bit of you.
This is smart.
This will look good on a roof rack.
But instead, we didn't purchase the brand new bike.
We didn't purchase the bikes. We thanked her for her time.
And it was a good time.
We did make her laugh. We mentioned stabilizers.
Oh yeah,
which so threw her off.
Well, she kind of took it seriously, but we were that amateurish.
Oh yeah, yeah. She would have been like, "Oh, actually, let me speak to our manager, see if we do adult stabilizers."
Do you know one thing I've always wondered?
Yeah.
Sort of on this subject, take it with you into your everyday life. But we've spoken about this lady at work who did a fantastic job. Do you want to receive? Gone home to the dinner table and said, I've got these two guys in today.
You'll never guess the day
we've come up across her dinner.
Yeah, you'll never guess. These two incompetent
guys,
men.
Blithering 30-year-old men.
I mean, how old? Like, surely you get to a stage in your life where you should have your ear on the ground with the bikes and what's going on.
Or you're just not interested at all. And you decide that I've missed that boat, that ship has sailed.
But this is like the whole point of this podcast. It's kind of a thing that we've realised.
We can't be the only ones.
Yeah, and the fact we're probably quite terrible at things you should be doing, and you look back and you're like,
over the last 10 years, 15 years.
We should have picked up an inseam measurement when we were at least early 20s.
Yeah, easily. We've not grown since we've been, 18, 17?
I mean, my head probably has.
I think that's never going to stop.
No, it's not, is it?
By the time you retire, you'll need a double-decker bus or something. Yeah. You'll be driving with your head upstairs.
It'll be the head of the size of a hot air balloon, inflated hot air balloon. Probably the shape as well.
Oh, I can imagine that. Hot air balloon with a couple of big eyes on it.
There's probably one of them. Have you seen, the festivals they have, like, shapes of everything?
Do they have hot air balloons at festivals? Or you mean at hot air balloon festivals? I've seen Glastonbury on the TV,
there's the hot air balloon segment.
The Virgin hot air balloon going across.
Between Little Sims and Coldplay. Michael Eavis he has one.
More than likely.
Or Emily Eavis. She's more than like 10.
Who's that? Is that the Glastonbury person?
Emily's the daughter.
Is it
Sir Michael Eavis now? He must be a sir.
He's done a fair amount.
He's done a lot for Fields, hasn't he?
And made his cows very famous.
Because they'll get removed.
Yeah.
Moved on, yes. Who was there?
Wonder if he brushes his cattle.